You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
There were two deities, and their name was? Their name was?
Shifra and Puah.
So these two ladies, they were midwives, and then they took care of the babies, and then they went against the decree of Pharaoh. So what does Shifra mean?
In Hebrew, means somebody that is making...
What does Shifra mean?
Safair.
I'm sorry? No, Shapir. There are last names called Shapir or Shapira. What does Shapir mean? Shifra. To make beautiful, to clean. So one message is to clean the baby. Pu'ah means?
Christ.
No. Pu'ah. Huh? Lalai, they call that to sing. Pu'ah means to sing, to make the babies quiet. And Shifra, to clean them. Very simple. Shifra and Pu'ah. So these two ladies, we don't know who they are. But in any case, the Torah says that's what they did. So now these two ladies, they put their life in danger, right? So we see the Torah there has been very kamlot, because you put your life in danger and then you go against the decree of Paro. We just give a name, the lady singer and the lady cleaner. What is that?
No.
The point matter here is, if these two ladies, they did such a courageous thing, they went to against the decree of Paro, it should say in the Torah, the greatest lady, the courageous lady. What do you mean, Shifra and Pu'ah?
Shifra said it's clean, so it's pure.
No. They clean the baby, that's it.
Sing.
What's the big deal about singing? It's hard to sing. It's hard to sing for the baby. What's so hard? What's so hard about singing for the baby? Huh? That's not being appreciated for these two ladies. They gave their life. You know what the Paro could do to them? Huh?
Maybe somebody hears her, you know.
Sorry?
Somebody hears her when she's singing, you know.
No, but the Torah doesn't mention nothing. Shifra and Pu'ah, you know, they didn't do whatever they're supposed to do. They said, you know, they give birth automatically, and that's it. That's it. What's that supposed to mean? You follow?
You're
not talking about the reward. Forget about reward. The appreciation, you know, people, they go across the street, they give them a trophy. You know, they say, wow, you know, the headline of the newspaper. What did he do? It jumped, you know, from the... Fine, whoever they are. But still, this is not... It's not the matter... No. It's not the point if they're looking or not looking. The man said, why Torah give him such a not respected titles?
The most respected.
Is it?
How?
It is. How?
Every good mother does that.
Good? Okay. But doesn't mention that they went, you know, against the decree of the Pharaoh, or they... No, it's not true at all. Here, Moshe Baruch Hu says, Eved Hashem, Anav Bikol Adam. So what do you say about this? Huh?
Okay, how about the
taslim, you know, so fast.
By singing, you know, she doesn't put her life in danger?
No, no, no. You know, ladies like to sing. No, so what's the big deal?
Somebody hears her, you know, she's singing?
No, they're just singing. So how do they know that, you know, she's trying to make your baby quiet? Fine, no, but again, this is not the right appreciation about the two ladies.
Why is not the right appreciation? A woman that's doing
it's not, it's
taking
not.
Care of the kids is something that's not appreciable?
No, you know, a lady to stand in front of Paro, the decree that he made, who could, even the men is not, they're not able to do such a thing. So now here, this is a beautiful, very, very, powerful message that we learn from here. The Tosafot is teaching us many times that we hesitate to put a step forward. For example, say, you know, would you like to do this? Say, no, it's not my job. I cannot do this. I'm not capable to do this. What do you want me to do? I never done this. Don't ask me. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Torah Moshe is teaching us that the expectation that the Torah has, Ribono Shalom has from you is do whatever you're capable to do. That's it. These two ladies, what could they do? Grab a rifle and kill Paro? They could not do such a thing. So what did they do? They clean the baby and they sign for them. So that's why Ribono Shalom give him such a credit. They did whatever they able to do. But here, we say, no, I cannot do it. So what do? You exempt yourself, and that's it. So here, Torah says, no, that's not how it works. Anything you are able to do, even though it's a little bitty thing, you have to do it. You're obligated to. Hashem is expecting to you. Don't say, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Do a little bit. That's not the point. The point matter here is you cannot give an hour, give 5 minutes. You cannot give 5 minutes, give 2 minutes. Give 2 minutes. But if you say, I can't, there's no such a thing. It's not accepted. Little bitty, you're able to do. No matter what, how little it is. So that's why here, Totosh is teaching us what good it makes to clean the baby, to sing for the baby. Paro is after all the baby boys. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Not a sing? So something is teaching us, yes, they were able to do whatever that they able as a lady to do. That's how they brought a savior to Am Yisrael. These two ladies, they brought such a savior for Am Yisrael. See, we have an interesting halakha in Gemara Brachot that whoever that answers Amen, his reward is greater than the one that says the bracha. Why? Good. But if, I mean, if he doesn't answer Amen, makes a difference. If you don't answer Amen, makes a difference.
Well, he makes the bracha completed by saying,
not really. No.
What you can do.
Wait. If you don't answer Amen, can he eat? Can he drink?
Yes.
So I don't need you.
No, that's what you can do. That's
what do I need you for? Huh?
That's what you can do.
Fine. Yeah. But here is a very interesting point. Let's say somebody is standing by you and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nihya Bidvaro. And don't you hear Amen from him. How do you feel? Huh? You feel offended. Say, hey, wait. Yeah, we'll get to that. So first of all, say, hey, I think you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amen. So now, to answer Amen, what does it mean? You're walking. You said, Baruch Atah Hashem. You have to stop, no?
Yeah.
You know? But here, you're learning. You're doing something, you're busy with something. So that means you have to stop, listen to his bracha and say amen. You know what that takes? What does it take? No, what does it take to do that?
From what you do and take your desire.
No, what does it take? You're going, you're on the phone, you're doing something, you're learning, you stop and say amen. What does it take? Huh? Yeah, I'll tell you what it takes. It takes caring. If I don't care about you, I go. I have to go. You say, I need to go. But if I care about you, I'll wait 1 second. But if I don't have the 1 second to give you, so that means I don't care about you. But here the Gemara says, 1 second of putting your things down and listen to him and answer amen, you gain more reward than him. 1 second. But I don't want to give you. I don't want to give you. Here you see an unbelievable thing that to stop and care about another Yehudi, you get more reward than him. Just by answering one amen. Why? Because I care about you. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to hurt you. You hear the amen? Psh, wow, somebody cares about me. He stopped. He paid attention to me. He answered amen. What does it take? What does it take? 1 minute? Not a minute. Second. Amen. I don't have it for you. Go find some amenim somewhere else. Not my amen. And here we see a middle point that you can gain such a great reward. Why? Stop. Give some attention to another Yehudi. And here we see another unbelievable point. Not courageous, not great ladies, not the warrior ladies, none of these. Singer and cleaner. Why? That's all they could do. That's all they could do. And you're obligated, no matter what, do whatever you are capable to do. You can do. Amen? It's a little bitty thing. It doesn't matter. That's what Hashem is expecting from us. Hashem is akeno to stop and answer amen. Amen. And he's giving me shuot b'zad Hashem.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.